I'm home. I've done actually quite a lot of stuff today. It's good. Apart from work, I haven't done much work. I've cancelled my Four Lions thing, which is disappointing, but I'm in Scotland when it was on. So, you know, a ticket to a Cambridge cinema, an independent cinema, when I'm in Scotland is not a particularly useful thing. I will get seriously pissed off if my flight doesn't leave Luton and I am stuck here over the weekend. I will be seriously pissed off then, because then I won't have a flight, I will be at home, and then I won't have a ticket to go and see the thing. But that's fine. I think I need some tea now. I've just finished my lunch that I bought at Boots, and I bought 100 books. No, I bought 3 books from Galloway and Porter. If anyone's thinking of going to the Galloway and Porter sale, the book inside that I don't really know how bookshops work, but inside, if you can't stick a sticker on the book, they will pencil in the price on the inside cover. However, I didn't know they did that, and I thought this was the sale price, but it's not. It's actually the price, and everything's half price. Which means this book, which was £8, The Utopian Mind and Other Papers by Aurel Klein, was actually £4. I then got £2.50 Gorilla Gardening, Gorilla, which is good, but that's a present for my mother. And then I got Freedom and Anthropology and Kant's Moral Philosophy, which was £7.50. Which is a thoroughly good read. Yes. It's, yeah. There were string theory books for about £25. So they would be about £12, which is bloody good for string theory books. Anything that's remotely to do with science is expensive. Medical books are fuckingly expensive. Philosophy books are pretty expensive. I saw one that was marked down from about £70, £60-70 to about £25, which is ridiculous. And I don't, you have a book and it's what, like 60-75 pages. Yes, it's got a hardback cover on it, but it's £20-40. What the fuck? It's 60 pages of some bullshit. Bullshit's quite expensive. And that's the trouble with these kind of books, is the publisher thinks, oh, it's a philosophy book. Ah, therefore we can jack the price up astronomically. But you don't need to. You do not need to. That is ridiculous. So, yes. Galloway and Porter is on Sydney Street for, I think, another week or so. I think it's closing next weekend. But don't go next Saturday. Saturday the 30 whatever. Actually, it might not be in May. It might be in June. Jesus, May's gone very quickly. It's all the election stuff, isn't it? It takes your mind off things. Anywho, so, yeah. It's on Sydney Street. You know where it is, on the right, just before whatever it is, college is there. So, yeah. So, that's that. My ear is still dripping. That's not nice. I'll go and sort that out now.